Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Glory be unto God. No matter what, God gets glory, praise, and honor. Thank Him for a blessed new day that He has added into our lives. There is none like Him. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, Thy name shall be praised. He is awesome, marvelous, wonderful. Glory to God. Nobody can do us like Him. We glorify Him and magnify Him because He is the God of our salvation, the author and the finisher of our faith. Glory to God. As we come in His presence with thanksgiving, the attitude of gratitude, marvelous, wonderful, awesome God we serve. I thank Him, glory to God, for this hour and this time that He's brought us together. I thank God, glory to God, has a plan for our lives. And I'm telling you, if we could only just listen and be connected in the spirit, glory to God, He will prove Himself every time. No matter what the devil do or what he say or what circumstances try to dictate to us, glory to God, glory to God will magnify Himself in every situation. So we bless Him, glory to God, and honor Him for who He is. And we stand on His promise, and the promises of the Lord add a rich and make it no sorrow. So no matter what, glory to God, we thank the Lord for our system. No matter how it looks, how it sounds, glory to God, what we're looking at, what we're seeing with the natural eye, in the spirit realm, we already know it is done. It is done. It is done. So I welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Thanking you, glory to God, God, for you tonight as we come together, praise to God, to just hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church, to each vessel that He's given to us tonight, glory to God, to share a word from Him. And so as we do, we bless Him, glory to God. My system don't act like I want to connect, but nevertheless, we'll always have an alternate to go back to the phone if we have to do that. But right now we're going to stand on the promises of the Lord. And in His word says, Romans 8:28, all things will work together for good for those that love the Lord and called according to His purpose. And we know God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. So even tonight, He got a plan, and whatever's going on, it's going to turn around and work for the good, that God be glorified and magnified in the name of Jesus. So I bless the Lord for you tonight. And as we come, glory to God, before you, we give thanks, give praise, give honor. Thank God, glory to God, it's a delay but not a denial. And thanking you, Lord God, no matter what it looks like right now, God, we glorify you and praise you and thank you, Lord God, for working this out, glory to God, that this system is going to connect like it's supposed to in the name of Jesus. Everybody's going to get an opportunity to share what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to us tonight. We ask you to look upon our hearts. If you find anything that's in our hearts is not, glory to God, like you, forgive us in the name of Jesus. Because what we want to do is make sure that our lives is lining up with your word, doing what you require of us, and standing on the promises of the Lord. Praise God. He is worthy of the praise and worthy of the honor. And so as we come before you now, we come, glory to God, thanking you, glory to God, for that you've already done, what you're about to do, glory to God, and what you're about to speak to our hearts. And so we bless you, and we thank you, and we glorify your holy name. We ask you to bless each speaker, glory to God, touch their hearts right now, glory to God, and give us, glory to God, what we need to do. And God, whatever be done and said, God, that you will, glory to God, be blessed, and glory, and you will be glorified, and the people will be blessed that's to hear us in the name of Jesus. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God, as we stand in your presence, we're glorifying your name. I ask you, Lord, to move upon our hearts. Glory to God. And ask you, Lord, to give me the wisdom that is needed, God, for this system, and also the wisdom that is needed tonight to not to be distracted by what the enemy is doing. So whatever I have to say, glory to God, through you, God, that it will be magnified. And you will be manifested in the name of Jesus. Praise be to the name of the Lord. Bless God. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and set it up in this order. After myself, I don't even know whether I should just even be second now with everything going on. But you know what? I'll make the devil a liar. We're going to start with Pastor Bird. And then we'll go with Mother McCormick. After Mother McCormick, we're going to have Mother Willette. Then we're going to have Brother Black. Then we're going to have Pastor Sims. And then we will do Mother Alexander. Praise the Lord. She needs to be a little bit late. She's on, but we're going to do it in that order. Praise the Lord. Amen. And Father, we just thank you and we glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, at this time, praise the Lord, I'm going to be brief because I see already the distractions already threw me off a little bit, and I don't want to turn back and want everybody to get started. I want to be not in a place where I got to try to be filling in, so we're going to just say a few words, well, preferably three words, and then we'll go ahead and turn it over to the next speaker. So, Father, as we come before you now and ask you, Lord God, as you settle my spirit, regardless of what's going on in the background, we already know that's the M.O. of the enemy. So our praise go to you. We're not going to, be a cheerleader for the devil. We're going to magnify your name. So glory and honor be unto you in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Our title for theme tonight, not the title, but the theme for tonight, as God was blessing and dealing with me earlier today, recognize I already talked to the other prayer warriors, but I was in a place where I was praying a lot early this morning, and then it occurred to me a little bit later that we had just coming out of prayer that this is fourth Sunday, thinking it's next week, and ended up being not having any inkling came to mind or whatever. I said, oh God, this is the second time this has happened, but yeah, this is the first time it happened, just not knowing until the day of that I can remember out of the 6 years going now, 7 years now, in our 7 years. That I didn't remember up until the day that we were having service this day. So in the meantime, it started flooding my spirit with the prayer warriors and how they pray and even the compassion that be on their heart and things that they pray for. Then he just started giving me a thought of have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's going to be in all things, no matter who's speaking or saying whatever. It's all about faith, so we got to have it in Christ Jesus. So the themes came up, different topics came up for each one, and I'll let them tell you their own topic. But mine tonight was a little bit on exhorting the Lord, praise God, in entrapment, entanglement, and just really it's about staying focused. So I'm going to share, and I may just end up just reading so we can get through it and I end up not crossing over anybody else's time. So if you start my time with this moment after just giving an explanation what was going on, we'll look at the time now. It's 7:15, so 7:30 I should be coming in, so I'm going to try to be looking up at the time because usually I don't stay as focused as much with myself as I should when I'm speaking. So preferably I stay in that window or just stop right on it. Amen. And it said entanglement. And all of this is about staying focused, but things that are trying to enslave us, and also think about things that entangle. But the main thing is staying focused. And when we stay in focus on the things of God, then it won't be so easily be snared. Entanglement, the action of entangle, the state of being entangled. Something that entangles, confuses, or ensnares, or projects delayed by legal and entrapment. But we know it don't have to be anything legal. It can be anything that the enemy allowed to come in our lives, and we can end up having delays. And sometimes it's not a denial. We know sometimes delays could be something that we're sticking in because God didn't move when we thought he should move, but it was the only time, every time. But then things we can do are contrary to the will of the Lord because we got ensnared with some things or got entangled with some things in disobedience or rebellion or provoked or agitated or aggravated about something or whatever, and our response to it can cause a delay. Glory to God. The condition of being deeply involved in their entanglement, praise God. Entanglement, to wrap or twist together, interweave or ensnare, involved in a perplexing or troublesome situation to make complicated. You know, I'll tie that back up in things with our flesh and even with the enemy. Stay focused. Increase your productivity by limiting the amount of time that you can spend on things wasting time. And some things is wasting time. Some things, glory to God, is because
or we didn't do it like God say do it, or do it on a part-time basis, or we allow others to get in our ear, or the situation of circumstances, glory to God, to manipulate us and cause us to be off track from the things of the Lord. Focus, the center of interest and activity, the state of quality in having or producing clear visual definition. Praise God. Have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Stay focused, not to be entangled or enslaved. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty that has made us free, and be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. That's the scripture in Galatians 5:1 that will tie into talking about entangled. And he says, be not entangled. That means what God then brought us out of something that we shouldn't be allowing the enemy to bring us back, glory to God, into that situation or that circumstances or whatever's going on in our lives and so forth like this, because whom the Son set free is free indeed. Don't let yourself be burdened again by the yoke Christ Jesus has set us free. Don't allow self to be yoked up again. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Don't be like a dog going back to his vomit. Glory to God. We must have a desire to ask the Lord Jesus to change, transform us, glory to God, so we can be more like him inside and outside. Praise God. Glory to God. What does a yoke of slavery mean? Translated, subject again, is to be burdened, oppressed by or because it's connected to a yoke. A yoke refers to the wood cross piece that used to control domestic animals, fastening it over the neck of two animals and attached to a plow and cart that they are pulled. You can see how the enemy can come in and yoke us up too and bind us up. Lord, sometimes it can be with people, can be with situations and circumstances and things that go on in our lives that cause to pull us away from the Lord. He wants us separated from our faith, because the Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. But it goes on to the sixth verse and says, the only thing pleased God is faith. Then it says, when we come, those that come to God and diligently seek him, he will reward them. Mark 11 tells us about when we pray, believe that we receive. And then also, glory to God, down, if we go have aught, glory to God, that forgets anyone, that can hold us up and in bondage and cause us, glory to God, to be our blessings delayed or either canceled. Praise God. Lord, we got to have that mindset that, Lord, I need you, glory to God, to change me. I need a change of mind, a change of heart. I need to be able to talk right, walk right. And if we get in that way, glory to God, if we get out of the way and let God transform us, and we submit our will and our way to him, glory to God, then we will be, glory to God, a vessel that to his honor, and we'll be transformed into his image, and glory to God, he will be glorified in it, in the name of Jesus, because we're supposed to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. But we can't be if we're driven back on part-time loving, glory to God, we're playing with the world, playing, glory to God, back and forth, trying to serve God and try to serve this flesh, this man, this mammon, glory to God, the God of this world. We got to make up our minds who, glory to God, we choose, glory to God, to live for, because a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways and can't expect to get anything from God. So we got to stay focused and stay with a mindset, glory to God, that we're going to serve God. Where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. So glory to God, we got to set our treasure on things above, glory to God, where the moth and the rust can't get. Find space for what I treasure. Lord Jesus, I strive to make you Lord of my life. You will make room. We got to be able to make room for God. Glory to God. And will you be willing to move yourself out the way, glory to God, your desires and what pleases you, glory to God, so that way God can fill the temple. Because when we let him come in and remember that we are bought with a price and no more our own, then glory to God, God can be able to bless us in the tremendous, phenomenal, awesome ways that he desired to do so. He want to lavish his love and his blessings upon us. But we're required to walk up right before him. We're required, glory to God, to serve him. We're required to humble ourselves and remember that we are bought with a price and no more our own. challenges and nights going to come because he said many of the afflictions of the righteous, but I deliver you out of them all. He done told us when the enemy comes in like a flood, I lift up a banner. He said in John 10:10 that the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came to give you life. He said in 1 Peter 5, glory to God, he told us to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and he'll do the exalting, because if we exalt ourselves, he'll bring us the base. People will say, Lord, I want the Lord to humble. No, you don't. He said humble yourself, because if you, he has to humble, you're going to go through something, glory to God, and already you got the enemy already challenging you and coming up against you, so you don't need, glory to God, to have to be suffering unnecessarily, falling in the hand of a living God, glory to God, that he'll do whatever he has to do to bring you to that place, glory to God, because pride and all this other stuff, glory to God, he is not pleased in. Amen. We got to be willing to make room as that revival that went on and so forth like this. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, then he'll open the door and he'll come in and sup with him and him with us. We can't sup with him. You got all these other things, glory to God, depression, oppression, glory to God, discouragement, all of them sitting at the table, and you glory to God in disobedience and rebellion. Everybody at the table having a party, drinking, and glory to glamour and talking about this, that, and the other, and whatever. All of us, he ain't going to be sending the people in the window trying to get in. He's going to keep on knocking, glory to God, trying to get in. And then when you times when you do let him in, you got, glory to God, certain doors that you don't want him to go in, certain rooms. You know he want to be able to go in every room in our house. Whatever it is, whether it's in the house with the marriage, with the children, with the finances, with you struggling with seduction or glory to God or gambling, you want to go in the door, glory to God, where it is you having unforgiveness or heartache or situation that happened when you was a child and you got raped or this over incest went on or this over here went on, you were treated like, glory to God, that you were the lowest thing in the house of the black sheep, whatever they want to call it. Whatever room, whatever situation we done been in, be abandonment and rejection, those are some powerful things that the enemy uses against us, glory to God, to make us feel not loved, not wanted, because it is so, because of so many people have done, but Jesus is love. Amen. Praise God. Oh, God, I got to keep moving. Isn't that just like what the devil does to bind people in bondage, to control and manipulate them when they get entrapped in situations and circumstances? Then sometimes get delivered and on that go right back, glory to God. Hallelujah to the things that they were snared with before. And sometimes it be because of what somebody said. Could be how you feel about yourself. Being low self-esteem and all kind of other things, or being badgered, or, you know, being in a relationship, come back to this kind of stuff. Somebody treats you, not even more to be sexual. It could be sometimes even with friendship. It could be something in ministry that people, glory to God, don't acknowledge you or whatever, or didn't just talk about you and always bring up your past. It could be anything the enemy do to try to put us in bondage. It could be things that we done did and said because we were provoked or agitated. Praise God. Oh, Lord, might be getting that time already. Time passed so fast. When you're having fun. Oh, I got a couple minutes. I'm trying to look this time. Galatians 5:22. Paul points out and emphasizes that there's attributes that should be evident in our lives. If the Holy Spirit dwells in you, someone's heart, as opposed to those attributes that are evident in a person who is not born from above. Jesus wants us to live through him. Praise God. Galatians 5:22-23. Love is willing to serve with others, commune with others, and be at peace with others. Joy, glory to God, is the happiness produced by the divine, unchanging nature of the promise of God, by the Spirit of God, reconciled us in unpleasant circumstances, and yet we can find joy in them supernaturally, because joy is a gift from God. Believers can't manufacture that. Praise the Lord. Peace is the calm feeling we experience when God has his grace, calls us to him. Jesus makes it possible, not religion, not glory to God, you know, anything about flesh we can do, praise God. And that, praise God, let me keep moving. Peace, Jesus said that peace I give to you, not as the world gives, I give unto you. He said, glory, in Philippians 4, I will keep you in perfect peace when you keep your mind steadfast on me. Long-suffering, patience, defined as ability, willingness to endure painful, irritating situations as well as injuries caused by others. Only God, the Holy Spirit, can carry us through, glory to God. Kindness refers to the tenderness manifested someone when he, she treats others as respect and consideration and compassion genuine. Goodness refers to the excellence in character shown through means of works of kindness, Jesus' example. Praise God. And then to look in Mark 10:18 for one of them. But anyway, faithfulness, being loyal, trustworthy. Our Lord Jesus shows us how to be faithful when he keeps his promises. Glory to God. And we know in 1 John 1:9 that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And he's already gone through, so we can go through. And he even, glory to God, went through all that suffering, everything he went, still yet obedience all the way to the cross. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Gentleness. We must show tenderness and consideration for others, as also being submissive to God, seeking not revenge. Praise self-control. We need not follow after impulses or glory, unholy desires. We must be sober at all times, remembering John 10:10, what the adversary came to do in 1 Peter 5, what we already talked about, being sober, diligent, and alert. And we also need to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. This man cried, and the Lord delivered me from the enemies. Glory, and magnify the Lord with me. Come, let us exalt his name forever. Glorify the holy name of God. Oh, taste and see that he is good. And we can look back on our lives as well as we can look back in the holy scriptures, praise God, or when man was obedient to the Spirit of the Lord and they walked up right before the Lord, how he blessed. And then when they didn't, go right, the consequences to sin and the things over to God that we go through, and even up until our hour now, and go over to God, we got to make sure that we are not a portrayal, glory to God, of the cross. We got to make sure that we are not, glory to God, walking in disobedience and rebellion and stubbornness and everything, glory to God, that the enemy is offering in this world, not to let us, glory to God, lose focus. Romans 12:1 says, I beseech you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Glory to God. Prove what is acceptable, glory out unto God, but also study and rightly divide the word of truth. Anything we spend time in with more, glory out, becomes an idol in our lives. Even we can spend time more, glory to God, meditating on our problems, that could be an idol. And an idol, glory to God, he done told us to tear down every idol. Glory to God, he is a jealous God. He have no other God before him. We got to make sure that we are the people of glory to God, recognize what God's word said, put a suit up with the whole armor of God. We don't need nothing on our back because he's our real God. He'll make sure all our weapons, glory to God, that he's given us, that we have knowledge of how to operate with those weapons, that we can be, glory to God, a force to reckon with what God has given us, the arsenal that he's given us against the enemy. But you've got to not have the armor, glory to God, and have the weapons. You got to know how to use them and don't have no fear, because God did not give us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Isaiah 41:10, so fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Yea, I will strengthen you. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. He said, when you go through the 43, I think it is, in Psalms, when you go through the waters, they won't overtake you. When you go through the fire, it won't burn you. Glory to God, he can bless us like in the Hebrew boys. They went through a natural fire, glory to God, all bound up and whatever, like, and even when the enemy slew, when he threw them in, glory to God, hallelujah, they got slain by the fire in the name of Jesus. But God blessed that right now he'll prepare a table in the presence of your enemies, that the enemy, glory to God, will be able to see the false man walking around in the fire, glory to God, and they loose, glory to God, no stench of smoke coming out. He'll cause men, glory to God, to recognize that our God is God in the name of Jesus. God, he is an awesome God. We pray, glory to God, we can't follow Jesus from behind like Peter did, glory to God, boasting all, glory to God. Oh, God had a plan for his life, but sometimes we can get ahead of ourselves and we'll get boastful and prideful and this, that. Sometimes you got to be brought down. And when you think, glory to God, I'm going to stand for you. Oh, I'll never do this and I'll never do that. And yes, yes, yes. And then when the rubber reached the road, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. He got to bring us to ourselves to recognize you're not all that. And yes, glory to God, trials will come. And sometimes, yes, fear will come. Sometimes you will be challenged. Oh, but nevertheless, God got a plan for you. He'll not let the enemy steal it from you. Because he'll bring him to a place where he's going to use him greatly. Because he said, Peter, the enemy desires to sift you as weak, but I'm weak, but I'm praying that your praise, that your faith faileth not. When you've been converted, you can strengthen your brother. So when he told him, glory to God, after restoring, he said, will you feed my sheep 3 times? Glory to God. Do you love me, Peter? Do you love me? Yes, yes. Glory to God. Will feed my sheep. So we got to be in a place that we'll be a witness and be a light and know that the laborers are few, but the glory to God, and glory to God, and the harvest is plentiful. But it's so much that we can still stand. But be steadfast, unmoved. Keep your arm on. Keep alert. Stay in the word. Stay focused. Stay looking up. And glory, I know that we got to pray one for another. We are not on no island. Glory to God. As many members in the body, we are supposed to be joined together and know that the head is Jesus Christ. Ah, God, and respect one another. Have, glory, I commune with one another and keep our focus, glory to God, to stand fast, hold fast with the promises of Lord and of the word of God. And stay around the fire. Stay around people that are strong in the Lord and that love God and standing on his word in the name of Jesus. So much more yet can be done and be said, but I pray you continue to be encouraged and be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding the Lord, that we walk in forgiveness and walk in love, because those are key things for Jesus coming on the scene. His love and his forgiveness. While we were yet sinners, he died for the ungodly. So now, even while we're here, people may do and say things, but he said, as Peter said, how much time I should forgive that day? Go over there, 70 times, 400 some odd times. And we're still yet holding on stuff from last year before when I was a child. God, it's time now. We're new creatures in Christ Jesus. Then old things have to be passed away. We love you. Bless the Lord. Give God glory and honor. Praise the Lord. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I bless his name. And Jesus, we thank you. Oh, praise God. Amen. Amen. Let me move on until I can get our sister on the line. None other than Prophetess Bird. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give honor to God tonight, and we thank him again for the gathering of the saints as we come together to lift up the Lord. My subject tonight that was given to me was wait on God. My scriptures will be coming from Isaiah 40, and I'm going to start at 28, and it says, has they not known, has thy not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, nor is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. My subject is Isaiah encouraging all to wait on the Lord. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. And I will wait on the Lord who hides his face from the house of Jacob. And I will hope in him, and it will be said in that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. That's Isaiah 40:31, Isaiah 8:17, and Isaiah 25:9. Isaiah desired to live by grace with evidence in his proclaiming that God's power was available to those who admit their own weakness. Now we see Isaiah's heart for God's grace in him encouraging all to wait on the Lord. One of Isaiah's encouragement to wait on the Lord came in conjunction with God's promise to give power to the weak. We have to realize that we are weak without him. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This gracious work of God in people's lives hinge upon their waiting on the Lord. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. We can't get ahead of God. We got to wait patiently in the process for the will of God to come, because he already told us in this message that we get weary, but if we wait on him, he will be our strength, and we will faint not. So in every situation, we got to give it to God. Another of Isaiah's encouragement to wait on the Lord occurred in a time when Israel was rebelling against God. For the Lord spoke thus to me with a strong hand and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people. That's Isaiah 8:11. The Lord strongly urged Isaiah to stand against Israel's rebellion, even though they were threatening the prophet. Do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. The Lord of hosts, him you shall hallow. Let him be your fear. Regardless of what's going on, regardless of what people are saying, sometimes we just need to hear the word of God. Just cut everything else off and hear what God is saying to us. Because God will lead us and he will guide us in every situation and every season into what he wants us to be. And sometimes we're hearing too many voices. Sometimes we're being encouraged by people, but we don't hear God saying anything. So Isaiah is saying, wait on the Lord. Regardless of what is going on around you, wait on the Lord. Wait to hear his voice. Wait to see what God is saying to us. Isaiah's encouraging testimony revealed that his heart was fully set on the Lord. And I will wait on the Lord, who hides his face from the house of Jacob. They're rebellious people. So God is not, they're not hearing anything from God right now. And I will hope in him. Sometimes we don't hear from God because it's not his timing. Was not revealing himself to rebellious Israel. On the other, Isaiah would wait on the Lord that he would hope in him. We got to trust God through every situation. Sometimes God is quiet for a reason. The children of Israel was rebelling on God. Therefore, they could not hear from God. And they were angry with the prophet because of what the prophet was saying. So he was getting threat from the people. And God told him not to fear. In the midst of confusion, in the midst of everything that's going on, we got to keep our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. We got to hear what God is saying. And sometimes that means tuning out all other voices. Because sometimes we're praying, but we're not hearing what God is saying. Because we're too worried about what somebody's saying over there, what somebody's saying over there, threats coming over here and over there. But Isaiah kept his eyes on the Lord regardless of what was going on. He's saying, I'm going to wait on the Lord. I'm going to wait till the Lord changes things. I'm going to wait till God turn things around. I'm going to wait till I hear the voice of God. So we need to wait on the Lord and be of great courage. This is what Isaiah was saying, that the Lord, we have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Those who place their hope in the Lord during troubles and trials and tribulations will eventually rejoice forever when the Lord's eternal implement the fullness of his salvation to his people. We got to wait on the Lord and be patient. The thing is that sometimes we are weak, and that we are depending on our own strength to bring us through. But during those times, we just need to pray and be patient, because sometimes we're doing things and we have not heard not one word from God. People are talking in our ears, and we're listening. But what did God say? What did God said about the situation? If God don't say nothing, don't do nothing. We just wait till we hear his instruction, because he orders our steps. He knows the path that he already set before us. Nobody else know it. But God, our creator, he already has a path set for us. He already know where he wants us to go. He already know what he wants us to do. He has a plan for us that's so much better than the plan we have for ourselves. And in order to be on that plan and in the path and in the perfect will of God, we have to come to that place to say that I am weak without him. I have no strength. But my hope is in God. He didn't bring me this far to lead me. And even though I'm not hearing what to do in this situation right now, I'm going to be patient and wait to hear the voice of God. So many times we go out before God and we mess things up. We go from bad to worse. It's simply because you ain't heard nothing from God. You have not heard one thing from God, and you are ordering your own steps at that point. So Isaiah is saying to the people, be encouraged. Regardless of what it looked like, regardless of what situation you're in, regardless of how bad things are getting, trust God. Because we walk by faith and not by sight. We call those things that be not as if they were. And in that process of waiting, it's not all the time easy. Because all of us think we got to fix it. It ain't working out the way I think it is. I think we ought to be going to the left, but everybody going to the right. I think we ought to be doing something. But what is God saying? Sometimes the greatest thing that we can do is pray and be patient and listen for the voice of God. Hear what God is saying. Sometimes we got to tune out every other voice. Because, see, sometimes we can get advice that something I think. You know, I think you ought to be doing this. I think you ought to do that. But what did God say? And I'm talking about me, because sometimes I've done things and I heard nothing from God, and everything began to fall apart. Because I need to tell you that God will only bless those things that he will bring to pass. Those are the things that God's going to bless. So sometimes we're making a mess because we don't hear God. So I just want to leave you with this. Trust God in every season, in every situation, in everything that's going on, and let God direct your path. In everything, acknowledge him. In every situation, acknowledge him. And hear the voice of God. And be patient and wait. For those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Wait patiently on the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Can y'all hear me?
Hear you.
Hello? All right. All right. My topic tonight was knowing the voice of God. Thou shall not want. And as I was looking, thinking about this on tonight, I was writing down some things, and it says, I said, yes, that is right. because there is a lot of voices out in the atmosphere. There is a lot of things going on in the world today. But guess what? We don't have to be a part of it. God wants us to get with him and listen to him. Then you will know the right voice and shall not want for anything. And so as I was yet thinking about it, I went to Matthew 7 and 13 and 14, where it talks about the narrow and the wide gate. And I read the scripture is, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But smaller is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. And so then I began to read this where it said, Jesus' sermon on the mount, Matthew 5 and 7, the Lord told his listeners, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it, but small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few finds it. That was chapter 7, 13, 14 verse. On our journey, you know, sometime on our journey, I thought about there's different roads that we get on to go to different places. But then when we think about it, there's just one road to the right place that we're supposed to go to. And I thought about it and said, on our journey through life, we face many choices about which road to travel. Many pathways seem promised and abstraction. You know, this abstraction comes on some of those roads. But only one is the pathway of life. Jesus called us to travel the road of discipleship and obedience to God's word, to follow him instead of the crowd. And see, the day of life, you find a lot of people want to follow the crowd. They want to be with the crowd and do what the crowd say do. But letting you know tonight, you can't stay with the crowd. You can't do what the crowd do to be on this right road. That you're going to have to learn how to lay aside every weight and sin that be so easy to possess you. You can't be doing everything that you come out of when you was in the world. You got to realize that Jesus wants you to be a change. He want to be, it'll be a change in your life. And he wants you to come to him and lay aside these weights and look to him, to the author and the finish of his faith. And so as we palm the road ahead, may God give us wisdom, you know, give us some wisdom so we'll know how to walk this journey. So we'll know which way to go. So we'll know if we're going right or going wrong. And courage, be encouraged to follow his way. Be encouraged because there are going to be some times that there's some things going to be, you're going to be trouble about. But always remember, Jesus said in his word, I never leave you nor forsake you. I be with you until the very end. And so to follow his way, the road of life, that's the road of life. That's the road that we want to be on. That's the road that we want to stay on. We don't want to be on that other road with all the crowd doing all this wild stuff that they be doing and thinking they're having a good time, but not realizing that they are having a good time. But if they don't wake up, they're going to find themselves in the wrong place. So let them know that we got to learn how to stay on that road to life where we can have that peace what John said, that peace that Jesus said in John 14 and 27. He said, peace I leave with you, my peace. You know, there's some peace out there, but we need a peace that Jesus said he's going to leave with us. He said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world give unto you, Let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be afraid. So he has Jesus. We want the peace that he has gave, that he left for us. And it says, and it will make all the difference for us and those we love. It will make all the difference when we got peace, because then we can go through things, and then we won't let a lot of things bother us as sometimes it do. We won't let these things kind of bother us as we go through situations. Because he is the author and the finish of our faith. He's everything that we need. And the Lord said, as we go through this day, he give us eyes to see the narrow road. He'll give us the discerning of the spirit to see which way to go, that we don't have to walk and go in these old different ways and lead to a life and be courageous to follow it. And then we can choose to walk the road of life with Jesus. So that's what we want to do today. We want to walk the road with Jesus. We want to be in his arm, and we want to do what Jesus wants us to do. We want to have that faith and trust in him, and that we won't do the things that we want to do. We want to be led of the Spirit of God, not being out there doing all this other stuff that's not of God. We want to be real at what we do. We don't want to be weary and well doing, because we know in due season we're gonna reap if we faint not. If we don't faint, we're gonna reap the things that we're supposed to reap. But help it, let it be the good things. Don't let it be those wrong things, those wild things, things that are being disobedient, being a liar, doing things that you shouldn't do. And so they just different roads, you know, and there's only one way. There's only one way to Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one coming to the Father but by me. And if you go in the other way, you're a thief and a robber. You can't go this way but one way. That's the only way you can get there. You may can go to stores all different kind of ways. You may go on 95. You may go on I-40. But you one way to Jesus. He's the only way. The only way you can get to him. So we just pray that people will realize that his word said in Matthew 11:28-30, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Letting us know tonight that know the voice of God. And if you know the voice of God, you won't go another way. You won't want to go another way, because then you will have what you want if you go Jesus' way. Praise God. I hope someone got what I said on tonight. Praise God.
Amen, and praise the Lord. Truly we give God glory, honor, and praise for the good word that we've already heard. I will continue on with the subject, standing on the word of God and resting in the Lord. Hallelujah. Standing on the word of God and resting in the Lord. So as I got that topic, I decided to let me jot down something. Praise the Lord. And I thank and praise God, hallelujah, for his anointing and for the power of his word. The word of God teach the Hebrews 4:12, the word of God is quick and is powerful and is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner. The word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Praise God. I wrote down the statement, if you are born again, a born again baptized believer of the body of Christ, you can rest in the Lord knowing that the word of God is right. Praise God. The word of God is right, and all of his works are done in truth. As I was stating that you can rest in the Lord knowing that the word of God is right, and that his word, once it goes out, it will not come back void. At least that's what it says in Isaiah 55:11. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Why? Why is that important to know? Because God is not a man that he should lie. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He's not a man. The scripture, Numbers 23 and 19, says God is not a man that he should lie, or neither he the son of man that he need to feel repentance, praise God, for what he has promised, what his word says, in other words, has he said that, has he said it, and shall he not do it, or has he spoken, and shall he not make good? God make good on his promises, on his word. So whatever goes out, and remember, John 1:1 tell us what about the word of God? That in the beginning was the word, the word was with God, and the word was God. Praise God. And a few verses later on in John, the first chapter, praise God, it says, to as many as receive him, that's why I said up there a little bit above, says if you're born again believer of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, you can rest in the fact that the Lord, knowing that the word of God is right, praise God, and once it's gone out, it's not going to come back void. And it's imperative that the believers trust and stand on the word of God. Why is that important? Because especially when you're a prayer warrior, you've got to be standing on the promises of God, and you got to pray the word. Hallelujah. You find out what God's words say about the situation. And if you're standing on God's promises, if you trust that God is going to do what he says, praise God. If he says in Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, hallelujah, Jesus was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. If you're standing on that promise, when you pray the prayer of faith, you pray it with expectation, hallelujah, that God is going to do what he say in his word, praise God, and his word shall not come back void. I just need somebody to come when they pray, come believing that you shall receive. Praise God, hallelujah. So we must stand on the word of God, and then, praise God, when you're standing on the promises, the word of God, hallelujah, you can rest, and there's a rest. I'm going to give you a little bit on that a little bit. Just a minute or so, praise God, hallelujah. I was saying, okay, to as many, John 1 and 12 says, to as many as receive him, to them God gave the right to become who? The sons of God, even to the ones that believe on the name of the Lord. And you better believe, praise God, because if you can't believe that Jesus is exactly who he says that he is, you're going to miss out on a rest, and that important rest, praise God, and that's to be with the Lord forever. Hello, somebody. Okay, so praise God. You can look that scripture up yourself. And verse 14 of first of John, St. John says, and the word was what? Made flesh. Standing on the word of God. You're standing on God. Praise God. You're standing on his word. Hallelujah. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I want to say something about the word of God. The word of God is so powerful. Glory be to God. And that's why we have to, as saints and believers, you have to watch what come out of your mouth, because your words are powerful. And you can't be sitting there thinking thoughts that are not of God, because you need to bring them down. What 1 Corinthians, I think it's 10, 4 and 5, praise God, said, the imaginations and thoughts, you need to cast them down to the obedience of the Lord Jesus. Take those captive in the name of Jesus. Don't sit there and put up with foolishness that the enemy is bringing to your mind. That's why so many people are doing so many foolish things. I believe it's because they're listening to that unholy one. They're listening to the enemy in their mind. And if they're weak-minded, they listen to whatever he says, and they're just going out there doing all kind of ridiculous things in the name of Jesus. God help them all in the name of Jesus. Praise God. I like the example. And you're going to have to, I said believers, because you must stand on the promises of God. In other words, you got to believe that what God says is true. In other words, have faith. And I want to say exercise the centurion's faith. In Luke, the 7th chapter, praise God, there was a centurion who had a servant that was sick. Praise God. And in the 7th verse of Luke, the 7th chapter, it says, the centurion had sent word to Jesus, you know, to come and heal his servant that was sick. And the centurion said, look, you don't have to come to my place, praise God, but just say the word. In other words, speak the word, hallelujah, and my servant will be made whole. Well, you know the rest of that story. He was made whole because Jesus said, I haven't seen that much faith in all of Israel. Hello, somebody. So when you say the word, say it believing that it shall do what it says. Since it's Isaiah 55, if you believe Isaiah 55 and 11 says, when his word go out, it shall not come back void. Glory be to God. When you as an authorized agent in the earth say the word, praise God, expect something to take place. Don't just be praying, praise God, and not having the assurance of the faith or the confidence that God is going to do what he says. If you're praying in accordance with God's will, praise God, and his word is his will for our lives. Pray according to God's word, praise God. Stand on the promises of God, and you can rest. When you pray, you lay down to sleep. You don't be tossing and tumbling at every hour, waking on the clock and so forth. No, you pray, believe God, trust that he's going to do it, and his word shall not. He is God. Hallelujah. I heard somebody already say, praise God, he's from everlasting to everlasting. Hallelujah. Before Abraham was, he says, I am. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let me hasten on, praise God, because I know my time is about running out already. I just made a pause and said, since I met the Lord Jesus, my Savior, my Redeemer, my Rescuer, my soul from a life of what? Deception, darkness, destruction, and hell, I am fully persuaded that the Word of God, hallelujah, it is right. That's why I stand on God's Word. I stand on the promises of God, hallelujah, and that's how I can rest, praise God. I don't care what's going on. I don't care how many wars. I don't care how many earthquakes. Hello, somebody. How much stuff people are listening to this and that. I better start praying and saying something about it. But at the same time, I'm not going to lose my peace because God is on the throne, and I'm trusting that he's going to work out things at his appointed time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. What is this? Why? Okay. God loves us, praise God, and he's given us the very best, and that's his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. God wants us to live and not die. The scripture teach that, praise God, hallelujah. So trust the word of God, hallelujah. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. Stand on the word of God, and you'll be able to rest. Let me give you a little bit on the rest part, because if you don't do nothing else, I'll give you the scripture, and you can read it for yourself, and that's coming from Hebrews. I believe it's the 4th chapter, praise God. I thought that was so wonderful to know. Praise God. Now, I've talked about, praise God, standing on the promises of God. You've got to have faith. How much time I got?
1 minute.
Oh, 1 minute. Well, I guess I'm going to give you all the scriptures. Hebrews, the 4th chapter, if you study 1 through 11, it talks about praise entering that rest of God, how to enter. God has a rest. You haven't reached that rest. He's talking about a future rest. I'm talking about the eternal life rest that you have with the Lord. Praise God. Those who disobey or who will not believe what the word of God says, if you're an unbeliever, you're not going to enter that rest. So if you stand on the promises of God, praise God, standing on the word of God, you can rest in the Lord knowing that he's much more bigger, praise God, and he's able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. We love you. We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Everything was done in a timely fashion. Beautiful. I'm telling you, I'm going to be looking back at this, listening to it tonight. But let me make a change real quick. Minister Brenda did work today and got back home, and still yet, even though she has her message late, she's still going to be on. So I didn't get her name in their pot when I first announced. So we're going to go ahead and let Minister Brenda go forth, then Minister Black. Then I can't remember, was it Minister Black and then Mother Sims, or which one? I forgot which order I said on that part. But however, the Lord bless. I'm going to have Minister Jenkins over to God to come on now, and then we'll go ahead and have Mother Pastor Sims, and then Brother Black, and then Mother Alexander, in that order.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Well, I thank God and praise God for Apostle Hubbard for giving me the space to bring in this word. And my topic tonight is, how do we wait on the Lord? And then my definition for wait means to hope, to anticipate, and to trust. To hope and trust in the Lord requires faith, patience, humility, meekness, long-suffering, and keeping the commandment, and enduring to the end. And also to wait upon the Lord means planting the seed of faith and nourishing it. So when it says, how do we wait on the Lord? We wait in faith. And it says, without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and he rewards those who earnestly seek him. And that is Hebrews 11:6. Waiting in faith means firmly believing that God is going to fulfill his promise. He will deliver us from our struggle when the time is right. And when that happens, we will rejoice in goodness. But until then, we need to wait on God in faith. And wait in hope. But as for me, I will watch and hope for the Lord. I will wait for my Savior, my God, will hear me. And that is Micah 7:7. And it's when we wait and hope, we are confident that God is good and that he will come through for us. Even when things are tough, we have the sure hope that God is going to work everything out for our good. So we too can have a relationship with God that can allow us to have confidence in God like Micah, because it doesn't take unusual talent. It simply takes faith in God. And it also says right here, with prayer. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, and I will stay on the Lord. And that is Psalms 27:14. So when we pray, we are talking to God and communicating with God and telling God that we trust him and his timing. Everything is on God's time, not our time. He don't want us to be rash and impatient, but we got to be patiently wait on him. We are asking him to help us be patient as we wait for his answer. And when we wait for God prayerfully, he will strengthen our heart. And then he also said, giving thanks to God. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. And that is 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It shows that when we are thankful, it shows that we trust God. We are thankful for what he has done. We are confident that he's going to do even more. So even as we wait, we give him thanks. And I want to give a little testimony about waiting on the Lord and how God rewards those who wait on him. I was waiting on God for years to get a house, but it was on God's time when it was time for me to get my house. And by me waiting on God and listening to God and getting instruction from God, God gave me the divine direction how to budget myself with my finance, how to go about and get to learn up the requirements and everything I need to be a homeowner. And not only that, when he blessed me with this house, he blessed me with the finance and everything that needed to fall in place. I didn't even have to have a cosign, because God was my cosign. So that's why I say, you know, it's good you have to wait patiently on God and not be in an impatient or a rush to make a rash decision. Because a lot of times we make decisions and decisions do more harm to us than they do good. And also he says, we wait on the Lord with good deeds. It says, and let us not grow weary of doing good, for in the due season we will reap if we do not give up. And that's Galatians 6:9. When we do good deeds, it shows that we are still serving God even as we wait. And then we know that he has called us to love others, and so we do good deeds in his name. We don't sit on the sideline refusing to serve God until he gives us what we want. We do good deeds, and then we show love to others. And just like God is a God of love, we got to show love to others too. And he said, love your enemy even as you love yourself. And then he's saying, be still before the Lord. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. And that is Psalms 46:10. When we are still before the Lord, it shows that we know that he is control. The temptation is to take action ourselves and try to make things happen. We want to take things in our hands. Instead, we must trust him. And when things are uncertain, we rest in his presence, knowing that he will work everything out in his perfect timing. He don't want us to be impatient. We're given to him, but we're impatient, so we're taking it out of his hands, telling him he's too slow, or he's not working it out because we impatient. He is an all-knowing God. He knows everything, and everything is on his turn, so he wants us to be still before the Lord. And then we wait on God patiently. But as the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. So when we're patient, it shows that we trust God's character. And then we know that he is good and that he always keeps his promise. And God will act on our behalf exactly at the right time, not a moment too soon or late. God's job is to act. Our job is to trust him to do that. And reading and believing God's word. According to Psalms 119:105, it says, your word is a lamp for my feet and light on my path. When we read and study God's word, it shows that we're waiting on the Lord. We're not trying to figure things out on our own. Instead, we rely on God's wisdom. We look to his words for guidance and comfort. And then when we read and believe God's word, it shows that we put in our trust in him. And as we meditate on his word, our faith will grow stronger. And finally, by repenting of our sins. And that's 1 John 1:9, that if we got anything, even unintentional sin, he said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, in other words, when we repent of our sins, it shows us that we are turning away from the things that will hurt us. We are turning back to God. And we are trusting him to forgive us as we repent of our sins. God will work in our heart and change us. And we will grow closer to him as we wait on the Lord.
And the
last one said, praise the Lord while we wait on him. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And that's Psalms 150:6. Praise the Lord. Even while we're waiting on him, we need to praise him. And that's showing him too, that we still trust in him. even though we don't see the hand, see his hand at work right then, but we're still praising him in the midst of it. So I want to encourage everyone to don't give up, but hold on. Trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding. And wait on the Lord and be of great courage.
Pastor Sims, you're not there?
Yes, I'm here. I thought it was Brother Black first. Okay, I'm ready. Good evening, everybody. I'm so glad that God has given me another opportunity to share some thoughts that he has given me today. And we do give honor to Pastor BJ and to all of the saints of God that are on this land. If you're saint or whatever you are, you're on this land tonight. We praise God that you are here. And my topic for the night tonight was stay encouraged and restoration. Stay encouraged. And immediately when Pastor BJ gave me the topic, stay encouraged, I thought about David, King David, when he was at Ziklag. And I have several scriptures that I'd like to give you. The key scripture, Samuel 30:6. But if you care to jot down these scriptures about staying encouraged, Deuteronomy 20:4, Philippians 4:13, and 1 Samuel 30:1-6. And if you can read on down to 8, really 1-8. And this is the way it reads it right quick here. I'll read this. And it came to pass when David and his men come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amorites had invaded the south of Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken the women captive and were therein. They slew not any, neither great nor small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captive, and Ahimaam and Jezreel and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, and Nabal the Canaanite. And David was greatly distressed for the people's sake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved. Many knew every man and their son for their son and for their daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And this is what we have to do. We have to encourage ourselves a whole lot of times. When if nobody there to encourage you, and you're alone, you're sick, you're shut in, you're depressed, you're anxious about a lot of things. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. Some people encourage themselves in other ways. They'll go out and go shopping, or they'll buy some kind of food that they really like. But it's important that you know how to encourage yourself. And the only way that you can encourage yourself is in the Lord. And that's what David did. He encouraged himself in the Lord. So God wants to comfort us. Sometimes we feel overwhelmed, and sometimes you just sit down and you get the Bible and you read the Bible. It's a song that God might put on your heart. Sometimes you're sick in mind and in body, but a song or a scripture will give you the strength that you can help yourself and help others. And then when you get encouraged, you must stay encouraged. And if you can't do it, you can't do it by yourself. But God is so just and so wonderful, and he loves us so much until he'll give us supernatural help. When the natural help is not helping you as it should, God can give you supernatural help. And it all comes from him, and he does this because he loves us. And he said, in the 91st Psalm, he said that he hides us under the shadow of his wings. And if that's not comfort, and he told Israel, one time, I don't know, can't remember the scripture, but he said, I would have gathered you like you were my baby chick under my wing. I would have protected you. I would have, if you heard me, if you do what you're supposed to do, God will do what he said he would do. And he promised, as I heard all the other warriors here tonight, and all of them basically said the same thing, that he said he'd never leave you nor forsake you. And one of them said here tonight, said, and he is not a man that he should lie. Hallelujah. He's not going to tell you something that he can't do or that he won't do. You have your part, and you stay in place, keeping your mind on Jesus. You have to stay encouraged by keeping your mind on Jesus and his word. That's the way you do it. I don't know no other way to do it. Things don't make you encourage you but for a little while. They don't last but for a little while. But when you come face to face with the word of God and you believe it in your heart, he'll manifest it and it'll grow in you. And why? Because at this time when the word is growing in you, you are able to help other people. You can help them. You can tell them, God did it for me, and he'll do it for you. So stay encouraged by keeping your mind on Jesus. And the second one was restoration. And if we define restoration tonight, it's the returning of something or someone to full order, to a perfect state as it was, a place or condition. And that's what he wants to do. He wants to restore us. If you've been battered, hallelujah, if you've been broken, if you've been beaten down, if you're not where you ought to be and you know you're not, God is able to restore you, and he will do it. Satan don't like you. He hates you, and he will do all he can to trap you. He tells you in his word what he came to do. He came to steal, kill, and destroy your faith. What you know about God, that's what he's after. He don't want your money. He don't want your fine clothes, your fine home, or your cars. He don't want your children. He wants them to be servants to him. But that's not what he's after. He's after the word that's in you. But, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Restoration is one of the attributes that God will do for you. He'll put you back where you once were. And sometimes, and I've seen him do it, he'll even rise you above better than you were. He'll put you even in a better state than you were. All you have to do is crowd out your mind with the word of God. Just crowd out your mind. And they might call you a religious fanatic or whatever, but you're not a religious fanatic. You're standing on the word. And in these days and times that all of these things that are going on in the world, we must stay encouraged. If you don't, you can't stand. It's not going to be well with you. And this one I think the one that is Isaiah. It's in Isaiah, and it's the Isaiah, the 26th chapter, third and fourth verses. And it reads like this. It says, thou will keep you in perfect peace, those whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. That's the way you get your strength. That's how you get restored in the strength of the word of God. And he bringeth all things to your remembrance. You know, when you read the Bible sometimes, and you have to ask him, pray before you read the Bible and ask him,
to bring the word to your remembrance, the word that you've written and you hide it in your heart. And when you need it, you can pull it out. It's just like a library book that you got on the shelf. You need to read something out of it. But this is in your heart, and it's a spiritual way. Just pull it up and read it. Say, Lord, I know your word said. Ah, hallelujah. He said he sent his word and healed you. Healed you already. Psalms 107:20. He sent his word and healed you. And that's the way it reads, and that's the way you have to see it. I don't care how bad it is. Like Sister Alexander always tells us to hold on to that word. No matter what happens and how, which way it runs, if you hold on to this word, you'll be blessed. You can stay encouraged, and you'll be restored. Those things that are broken down, God is able to build them up again. And when you study it, then you can help somebody else. That's what it's all about. It's not that we need to keep everything to ourselves. If you are able to help somebody else, you don't push it off on them, or you don't say you got to do this or you better. You give them the word and you let God do the rest. So we thank you so much, and we praise you for every good, and we praise him for every good and perfect gift that he has given us. God loves us, and he wants your life to be a shining example to his great glory and mercy, and he will restore you if you go to him and you ask him. He sees your need, but he, prayer is the way we communicate. And if you communicate with him through prayer and you believe in your heart that he will do just what he said he'll do, you'll be a blessing to yourself, to your family, to your community, and who knows, even the world. But I love the Lord, and I thank you so much, Pastor, for allowing me to speak to you tonight to say, stay encouraged. And the way you stay encouraged is you stay in the word of God. And you live according to, you can't fix it and act like, you know, you can just pick and choose. That's not the way it is. You have to do what the word says. And the word tells you how you're supposed to live and how you're supposed to act. And and when you do these things, you'll be restored. If you backslidden of you, if you're not as strong as you ought to be, get in the word and ask, oh, Lord God, help me. I stand in need of your help. Help me, Holy Ghost. He gave you that Holy Ghost within you. And if you allow him, he will help you. And I know what I'm talking about. I'm just not saying some words. I'm telling you what I've been experienced, what I've been through, what I've experienced, that he will, if you just, hallelujah, hold on to his hand and watch him bless you. Read his word and walk in his ways. What ways? Walk the kingdom way. He's given you the blueprint. So if you follow him, you'll be blessed. And like I said, you'll be a blessing to other people because you can share his word. God bless you all. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Touch and agree with every message. It was exciting. It was interesting. A lot of energy, spiritual energy. Amen. Called me, and she told me she wanted me to speak on deliverance. She wanted me to speak on stableness and sleeping with the enemy. And it was about 3:45, and I was just about to lay down to get some rest before 7 o'clock. As soon as she called me, I said, oh, well, I guess I'm not getting any rest. And this is going to be interesting. Holy Spirit, I need your help right now. And I just thank God. Well, let's go forth. Deliverance, it means the action of being rescued or set free. Romans chapter 8, verses 32 and 36. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I looked up salvation as well. Salvation is a type of deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
And it stems from the past, the present, and the future. We have been saved. We've been engrafted from the wild olive tree to the olive tree. Amen. After accepting Jesus Christ into our life, we've been snatched out of darkness into his marvelous light. The situations that we go through on a daily basis, seen and unseen angels, day and night, sleep or awoke. Amen. We're the heirs of salvation. I didn't write any of this down, but thank you, Lord. And then when Jesus comes back for his own, we will be saved. You know, avoid the great white throne judgment, hell and hellfire. Amen. The lake, hell, death, hell, and the grave will be thrown in the lake of fire and brimstone. Oh, thank you, Jesus. It's past, present, and future. Hallelujah. And then I wanted to say that deliverance, we can have conversations. And the words that we hear concerning the word of God, some of us can be confused. Some of us don't know of the right way, or just lost or going the wrong way. But we hear word of God. We hear the anointing of God. Remove every burden and destroy every yoke. The power of God. That's deliverance. We'll know the truth, and the truth will deliver us. And ye shall know the truth. Yes, Lord. I just wanted to say, you know, from ruin or loss. In deliverance, God preserved Esther and other men and women of God in the Bible for times and seasons. And then, or God, so to speak, hid them until the proper time. God hid King David, amen, until the proper time with Goliath. Hallelujah. Even Jesus, the Bible says there was an appointed time to come when Jesus was to be born. Deliverance, that's what the word says. And I just wanted to share that sleep. I looked up the word sleep. It's about when you're sleeping, you can have that sleep juice on the side of your eye, that stuff that comes out your eye and it dries up. That was a definition of sleep. That was one of the definitions. I said, good God Almighty, that's sleep? That's what they call sleep? And then I heard that sleep is also when somebody buy a building and set up a lot of beds so people can get rest in it. I said, wow. And I thought about sleeping with the enemy, huh? Well, Jesus said, the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come that you might have life, and that more abundantly. Amen. I heard Pastor talk, or a couple of women of God talk about the thoughts, casting those imaginations down. Amen. We give ourselves over to the enemy when we begin to dwell on these things, and God forbid it, think into our heart. Now we have more trouble than we did from the start. We need that deliverance now. In the mind, we could cast it down, but if it dropped into our heart, something just came in the inside of us. Now we need that delivering power. It only comes from the Holy Ghost, the Word of God. Amen. And you know, people that we're around, transferring spirits, lingering spirits, what we're reading. Amen. Even the Bible says food sacrifice to idols, Paul said. We got to watch these things. Thank God for the blood, because he got us in things that we don't know. But the things, when we know better, that's when we must do better. Thank God, because he's the God of our breakthrough. Amen. And sleeping with the enemy. Amen. When the night lights go out at night and ain't nobody around, or a man with a woman, and a woman with a man, or a man with a man, or a woman with a woman, or you're by yourself. If it's ungodly, it ain't God. Somebody sleeping with the enemy. Amen. And I just thank God, because many things happen, and many things happen in all our lives. Amen. Ain't no all peaches, and ain't no all cream. But we all got to get it together on a daily basis, word, thought, and deed. We got to close those doors the enemy come walking through. We got to seal those windows that the enemy lift up and climb in, then open the door and bring seven more in the worst state that this enemy was in. Amen. God is doing a new thing in our lives. And we're under new management. We're no longer sleeping with the enemy. You are uninvited to these parties. And I just thank God for the opportunity. In Jesus' name, God bless you, Apostle Hubbard, and everybody on the prayer line. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father God, we... Hello? Praise the Lord.
I can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay. All right. Praise the Lord for his mercy and his grace, thank God, for being such a good God to us all. Well, my topic mostly is stand. Stand strong. Anchor in the Lord. Prayer and trust. Those are powerful words that we have, and those belong to us because through Christ Jesus. We got to learn to use them. We got to learn to stand. Regardless how the storm come, we stand. Praise the key that was given to us from our Heavenly Father. Regardless what comes down, prayer. Prayer is the key. And we have to learn that we're in this world, but we are not of this world, so we cannot let the things of this world turn our heads all around and toss. We have to know that we know that God said it, then believe it. God said it, doesn't matter what comes, stand. Hold on to what God says. Because you must remember one thing. The Word of God tells us from the beginning, He is God. Only living God, the creator of heaven and earth. nothing is too hard for God to do, and nothing is too way down that he cannot pull up and start all over. So no matter what happened to you in life, some people say, oh, I did this and I did that. Baby, go to God. Go to God with it. And if you serve in the living God, knowing that you know that you know that you know that God is a God that hear your cry, you cry out to him. Cry out to him. When you cry out to God, baby, you must know for yourself, in your heart, you sincerely. See, a lot of times people don't get answer to the prayer, and the first thing they say, God don't answer. No. Something you're not doing. Something you got to check yourself again, baby, and see, what is the enemy messing with you with? What is open there? Pastor used to say, you got an open door. And think about it, she's right. Because when you see the enemy get a fit in there, it's because some decrease you have hope in. But thanks be to God, baby, that God gave us the key. And the key is prayer. So when you pray, make sure you is anchored in him and him alone. You can't be praying one thing and then have the world the next time. You got to sow completely out to God. This world is not ours. We living in the world, but we don't belong to the world. Until we get that understanding, knowing that God promises don't fail, no matter what comes. Any failure coming, baby, because you decide to drop the key. But you always remember that God's word never fails us. He said it, then believe it, regardless what anyone says. Stand on God's word. Anchor in there. Even if the boat is shaking, you hold on to the limb and you stand firm. God will never let you go. But the problem is, you got to believe it. And for you to believe it, you must know who you are in Christ Jesus and know who he is. Then you stand faithful. So my word is, and we have something that we have no excuse about, because there is men and ladies in the Bible that anchor into situation, man. Look at Esther. She know if she go up there, the king don't hold out that scepter, is death for her. That's why she said in the book of Esther, chapter 4, she said, if I perish, I perish. She made up her mind, I am into this thing. So what can you do? Dead or alive, I'm going. That's the way we got to be. I like Deborah, because she let Barak know, okay, you can't step up there. The honor not going to be for you, it's going to be for the woman. She was in fear. She didn't stand shaking in her boots. She let him know exactly. You see, that's when you know that you know that you know who you serve and who is who keeping you, because you anchor into him. It's just like when we pray, baby, we got to have us pray that no matter what's going on, I know my God is going to answer. Some way, somehow, some type of change has got to take place. But when we pray and we just much along, okay? But when we pray to God, baby, we want to see changes. Because if you pray to God and you continue to stand before the Lord, you're going to see changes. Something got to change. Because God promised us. Mm-hmm. He promised us. Mm-hmm. So we got to learn that no matter how things go here and hurt, God already tell us, he will deliver, baby. And look here now, in 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. If you do not believe, get your Bible and get deep down into this word. Then you ask God, Lord, give me the understanding of this. Then you will see the power and the authority that the people of God have. Because in 2 Chronicles 7, 14 and 13 and 14, 13 lets you read. Well, then you get into 14 and you start jumping and shouting, hallelujah, I know I've got this. Because he tell you, if he, now this is a God that created heaven and earth, and he's telling you. And one thing we have to remember this, we are his people. If you believe in God, you serve God, baby, that's the God you serve, you don't get nothing shake you. You stand on his word. Stand on his word, regardless what the situation look like. Stand on God's word, because God will not fail you. And you can read this in Chronicles 7:13 and 14. I don't have time to read all that to you, but I give you the chapter and you can get it. And put your mind on it, baby. God never fail you. God never fail you. His promises is forever. I don't care what the situation look like. God will not fail you. He promised in his word, he said, if you pray, baby. So that let me know prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. No matter what it look like, prayer is the key. My father said it, then I believe it. Regardless what nobody say, believe God's word. Believe God's word. And when you're ready to pray, you stand faithful. Because God tell us, if we pray, and you're not making no mistakes. There's no mistakes with our Heavenly Father. He tell you in Philippians 4 and 6, be careful for nothing. It's in here now. His word don't change. It don't change. Everything by prayer and supplication. In other words, take it to him, cry out to him, tell him everything about it. He didn't tell you run to Tom, Dick, and Harry, but he said, come with prayer and supplication to him. He'd tell you who to talk to. That way you don't have to have predicament. And then you take it to the Lord and you pray, baby. Tell him about it. God will answer your prayer. You just got to believe and you got to stand faithful in his word. And you can read that in Philippians 4, 6 and 7. You can read it and get full understanding what's going on. Because God's word is the only thing going to keep us in this world. Believe me, you. The only thing going to keep us. Because his promises don't change. His promises is forever. And we have to learn that no matter what goes on, put your faith in God and stand faithful. Because God's promises is going true. He tell us in Thessalonians 5 and 17. What he tell you? Pray without ceasing. So you got to get up and pray without ceasing. Pray. We're supposed to pray for one another. No matter what goes on, pray. God will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. His promises stand forever. And then we go to Mark, because remember what God don't make no mistake. He tell you in Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, think soever you desire when you pray. You see what I mean? When you pray. Believe that when you pray to God, God going to answer your prayer. And this situation is, it doesn't matter what it's all about. You pray to God and stand on God's word. Don't let nothing shake you from his word. Because if he said it, baby, believe it. Now, we know trust. You got to trust God. Now, we have the great man suffering in the Bible, which is Job. And listen what Job said. I just said part of it. You can read the rest. He said, true he slay me, yet will I trust him. Now take that, baby. True he slay me, yet. That in other words, although things going down here pulling you down, trust God. Trust God. Psalm 4 and 5 tell you, put your trust in the Lord. David had to do it. Proverbs 3 tell you, trust in the Lord with all your heart. This is what God gave us. The key is our prayer, a trust. And remember now, there's more to come, but time is running out of us. So trust in the Lord Jehovah, baby. I don't care what things look like. I don't care how bad things look. God will never, never fail us. He's the only one that we can really trust in. Put our faith in him. When sickness and disease come, remind the Lord. Lord, your word said, according to his promise, in Exodus, he said in Exodus 23:24, he tell us, he will take away sickness from the midst of us. Now, it can't be no more plain. You get to your Bible and you start looking up this thing and you stand faithful, baby. Stand faithful because God do not make mistakes. Exodus 23:25 is the same thing today, yesterday, and tomorrow. He will take sickness from the midst of you, but is your believing him. Your believing him. There's more to come, but we got to cut this short because it is running out of time. But I thank God for who he is in my life, and I know for sure that God is no respecter of person. Pestilence or no pestilence, believe God and then you trust in his word. God can take you through a storm and not an inch of nothing touching you. I don't care how hard the pestilence in this world, God protection, keep a hedge around you. But is your faith in him and is you believe and is you trust him? Trust him. Make yourself being a hanker in him and pray, baby, pray. Every time, you just like you eat every day, because if you don't eat, you end up being sick. Probably life goes. But the problem is, prayer, be stronger and better in this world, because this world, Lord, is not good for us, if you are a child of God now. And this is all I have right now in the name of Jesus. I see the time, I have 5:29. So, Pastor, that's it. Amen. Father God, we thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Glory. Golly, praise the Lord. What a way to begin and a way to end. All the meat and potatoes and vegetables and all the nutrients we need. Glory to God. Nobody could have did this but the Lord to put this together. And with the Father, the anointed God, I give you glory. I give you praise. What a mighty God we serve. When man, glory to God, put himself over to God, crucified under the cross, under the blood, and let God have free reign, he proved himself every time. Nobody could have did this but the Lord. It's good to be able to hear the voice of God and the power of his anointing. Glory to God to flow through all of you like this from the time of Pastor Bird and all the way down to Mother. Glory to God. Alexander, all of you all in between, if God did not bring a powerful word and a manifestation to each vessel that spoke tonight, praise God. I bless the Lord. It's Pastor, we got a blessed woman of God from the beginning of the ministry. Praise God. And I always like to give honor and stuff like the way honor is due. It's such a blessing. Glory to God to hear each one of you all tonight, because truly y'all let the Lord use it. Glory to God. We don't have much time. Glory to God left on or whatever, but it's still, you know, we have time after time, but even on the recording. But I don't know if it's a possible. Burton is on the line because she definitely is a prayer warrior, encourager, and a preacher, teacher, woman, glory to God, that love God and know how to inspire and encourage others, even from the children all the way up. I want to find out if she got anything to say on the line tonight, if she's still there.
Yes, I do.
Praise God.
I certainly do. To God be the glory for the things he has done for each and every one of you that spoke. I give God the praise. I heard a message yesterday, and everything that practically came through the message came through the word of God that came through each and every one of y'all tonight, and I just appreciate and bless God for you. I'm telling you, this was a powerful night. I've been sitting here and listening, and I had my phone on mute, but I'm saying, to God be the glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Jesus.
All of it talk about standing on the word of God. When you, I heard the woman of the Lazarus, when you have done all to stand, you just got to stand. And if you're standing on the word of God, it's going to bring us through every time. Oh. But we got to trust the Lord. I kept hearing trust and stand and,
yes.
and pray. If we learn to trust God for what he said, I tell the people, whatsoever he say, that's what Mary told the people. Whatsoever he say, do it. That's why the wine, the water was turned to wine, because they did what he said. We can trust God, but if we don't do what he say, we won't, shala, we won't see the results. But I believe from everybody talking tonight, we're going to trust God. We're going to see God move in miracles, signs, and wonders because we're going to stand in spite of what we see. We're not looking in the natural, but we're seeing in the spirit. And when we walk in the spirit and see in the spirit and stand on the word, I know God's going to do what he said. I just bless the Lord tonight. I thank the Lord for just being on the line. I prefer to be on the line and listen than to be on the line and speaking. But to God be the glory for all of y'all, how the Lord use you tonight. Amen. Amen. Bless God.
Well, sometimes, Pastor, we need to hear our apostles sort of inspiration to encouragement. So sometimes even back sitting back and listening, but every once in a while coming to the forefront for the inspire and to encourage. So with that fire, you open the gate with the fire, just to encourage. So thank God for you that you yield to the Spirit. Amen.
Amen. I bless the Lord for tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Prophet Bird. Did she leave already? Let me see if Bird's still there. Pastor Bird.
Amen.
Okay, then. Was anything God put in your spirit before we close out tonight? Then we'll ask if there is a prayer. We know we have prayer tomorrow night, but if there is some prayer requests, we'll take that. But do you have anything God put in your spirit tonight?
No, the only thing I want to say is you talking about being on one accord. Everybody fell in line with the person that for them.
Amen.
And that's when you know that is God, because everybody has the same mindset.
Jesus.
And to have them and his people speaking, but it was one voice. So I just praise to God tonight. I know that was God. And Pastor BJ, you didn't even know it, but yesterday my study was to wait on the Lord. Said that, and when you said that, I don't believe it. That's what she gave. So we just give praise to God.
Lord, I am so in awe, and I want to stay that way about the things of God, because just for me, like I was telling Pastor, so you and Pastor Burton, I had no idea. I'm like, oh, this completely escaped me. But then he started flooding my spirit with how to do this, and Lord, this is exceedingly above, my God, chills, above more than I could think or ask, because I knew it was coming. But this right here, ooh, if you all have not flowed with the Spirit of God, there is no such thing. But I tell you, I bless the Lord. Praise God. We give God praise for all those that have spoke, God, restoring the virtue back in us. Thank God for the blood covering over them, their families, ministry, and everything else that concerns them. God, we bind up anything and everything that will come against these prayers and the anointing and everything that he spoke is. Thank you for life, health, and wholeness, peace, joy, financial, spiritual blessing, bind hand of enemy on every hand, every plot, plan, scheme. Glory to God, COVID, and anything else that he's, glory to God, come up with. Untimely death is bound up and canceled in Jesus' name. God, we thank you for justice tonight. God, we still believe in, glory to God, for the work that you're still doing in that vessel. As the apostle has said, we're still standing on the word, glory to God, as she said today, that the child, glory to God, is on a feeding tube. But God, you're still saying she's here. We know, don't know what steps have to go through for her to be raised back up, but we're standing on your word to do so. We thank you for Mother McCormick's household with this COVID. God, to be eradicated with my daughter, glory to God. They're coming out of that COVID, glory to God, and being able to have the 10th day to be able to step out the door today. God, we just blessing you for, and we're praying divine healing, bind up every spirit of the enemy for sickness and disease that will try to come up and attach itself to any of us in the name of the families and loved ones. But God, no matter what, glory to God, he got an expiration date on everything that he do. So we're thanking this thing come in quick, it's going to go out quick. In Jesus' name, anything else, the enemy has attacked our bodies. So thank you for Pastor Bird, touching her body, blood sugar regulated. Thank you for touching Pastor Burden, apostle, her shoulder, her hand. Thank you for that, glory to God, healing. Thank you for that determination, no matter what goes on and in every part of her body, that God, you bless and give her the wisdom that she needs. Thank you for the inspiration on the inside of her and encouragement. Thank you, Lord God, for Sister Teresa, touching her body, God, in the name of Jesus. God, blessing her, glory to God, and giving, glory to God, your word that you continue to keep her and keep her covered under the blood. Thank you for her baby. Thank you, Lord God, for her husband. Thank you, Lord God, for the whole family in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Touch Mother Freeman and touch her body with that healing that she needs and the pain. And also, Mother, can't we thank you for her divine touch that you raise her up in Jesus' name. Sister Teresa, you have any special requests or anything you want to add tonight? She's on the cell phone. We connected that way. You have anything you want to say?
I just thank you all for praying for my family, my mom and my daughter and my whole entire family. Just continue to keep us in prayer.
Why are you sounding so sad and down? I don't see no, hear no fire in your voice. Are you okay?
I'm okay. It's just,
you're speaking by faith. Well, you're speaking by faith, but if there's something we need to pray, we'll pray. So if there's a prayer request or you just want us to pray, then we do that. Because your spirit, when you're standing on God's word and like the woman of God just said, and what do we got to stand and we got to know, we got to glory to God, glorify God. I'm not saying that we're going to laugh like a hyena every day, but we got to make that the devil know. You can't steal my joy and my peace, and I can't meditate on what's going on and still yet trying to have faith at the same. I got to meditate on his word, but I refuse to give up my joy and my peace. So don't let the enemy cause you to meditate on what's going on around you. Sometimes it can get overwhelming and try to bombard you, but that's why we're here to pray you one for another, to get strength one for another. So the enemy is a lie. You can't be standing like, who has the prayer? Pastor Burton or Pastor Apostle Bird, whatever. Pray for Teresa, Pastor Mother McCormick's daughter, the one that she's going through a little bit with, dialysis. But it's all this stuff that's going on with the COVID and little things right there, a few other things happening in her life, that just pray. Glory to God for her tonight, that she would find that way to hold on to faith and her strength and her joy in the Lord. So either one of you all would take that prayer for me. So Pastor Burton and Pastor Burton, now both of y'all gone? Bert, y'all gone?
Hallelujah. Father, we do give you glory. We lift up the name of Jesus. That name that is above every name that's named in heaven and in earth. And Father God, we do lift up Teresa to you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. For the joy of the Lord is her strength. So I ask right now in Jesus' name, God, that she come and cast every care upon you because you care for her.
Yes.
Your Father God, that even in the midst of everything that's going on, help her to know that you are still God. Help her to know that you got this, God. Help her to know that she going to make the devil a liar. Because
yeah.
She going to step on your head, dear God, in Jesus' name. We ask now that you touch that body, strengthen her, even as she go through the dialysis and everything else that she go through. Help her to know that you are with her, you are her keeper, Father God. And even with everything that's going on in the house, you know about it, and you will deal with that. Just help her to keep her focus on you now.
Yes,
so we ask right now, God, that the joy of the Lord come back in her life. Help her to know that she can laugh in spite of everything that's going on. Just as we said tonight, that when we are weak, you are strong, dear God, that you got us in the palm of your hand. So right now in Jesus' name, help her just to laugh in the face of the enemy for what he's trying to do, because greater is he that is in her than he that is in the world. So,
yes.
Father, we you and we praise you. We thank you for her. We thank you that her joy going to come back, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And when it comes, she just going to start laughing. She going to laugh at what the devil trying to do, because she give him no hope. And even as Brother Black said tonight, every door is being closed, even to keep that window down so that the enemy won't have any way to get in. Because greater is he that is in her than he that is in the world. So we encourage her tonight, dear God, just to keep her focus on you. Don't focus about what's going on around her. And just to keep her peace, God, in the precious name of Jesus. So we thank you for her tonight as we lift her up before you. And we are believing, God, that she going to see things the way you see it, regardless of what's going on. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. And to add in agreement to what the prophet has said, I kept hearing the spirit of frustration. I bound up frustration, cast it out, and sent it back to the dry place of whence it came, and the what if even with the fear might be attached to anything. We curse and cancel that. We stand on your word and your promise. Glory to God. As Mother Alexander just spoke that word, I'm praying, glory, even though she didn't get to hear, but the last two, God, I'm praying faith will build from that prayer and from the word that was already spoken and the promises that God already said in his word. So, God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Deaf ear to everything the devil's saying, open, sign, king tune to what God is saying, and to get in the word and let the word get in you. And when you don't feel like reading, put it on tape. Glory to God. Let the word play and penetrate your spirit, man. In the name of Jesus, we bless you and honor you. Honor the Lord thy God, and that he give you the strength to continue to wait on him and to rest in him. In Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody else with a prayer request? We know the recording part
yes,
is going off.
Yes, I do. Online. I do. My name
okay.
is Janie Haney.
Okay.
I'm called, yes. I've been listening. I'm asking you all to please pray for a gentleman that was here doing some work for me, and he fell out my ceiling. That's been 3 weeks ago. Now he broke 4 ribs, and he's been doing better with that. But he had a cold, and I kept telling him, and he went to the urgent care this afternoon, and he have COVID and pneumonia. And I've been trying to feed him. I've been trying to give him food and stuff. But yesterday he came, and I just handed the food to him out the door for some reason. And please pray that he'll get better and pray that I don't contact the COVID, please. My name is Janie, and his name is Mr. Kelly.
In the name of Jesus. Mother Willette?
Yes, ma'am. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence right now, and we thank you, Lord God, that you know about every situation. We bless you, Heavenly Father, and we praise you. We pray to you in the name of Jesus. We lift up Miss Janie, Lord God, and we pray for the gentleman that was working on her ceiling. Lord God, you see a situation, and you said his name was what, dear?
Kelly.
Kelly. Mr. Kelly. Is he saved?
I'm not sure about that.
Okay. Well, we're going to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Mr. Kelly to you. First of all, we do pray, Father God, that you show mercy to him, show grace to him, and we thank you for the power of your word. Yes, we stand on the promises. We know that there's nothing too hard for you, and we pray for healing, Lord God, of those ribs that were broken, Lord God, and we pray, God, that you would deliver him from this COVID and the pneumonia
yes.
in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Father God, that you said, have faith in God, and we have faith in you. And we spoke the word tonight to stand on your word, and we stand on your word. And I thank you that I know, God, that you're in the past, the present, and the future all at the same time. You're from everlasting to everlasting. And because you already know about this sickness and this affliction that's trying to exalt itself in this gentleman's life, we pray, God, for a divine deliverance on his behalf. We pray the word of faith, glory be to God. Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, 1 Peter 2:24, Psalms 107 and verse 20, praise God, and even Exodus, the 23rd chapter, verse 25. We lift up the word of God, Lord God, and we pray that you would just show mercy, and we pray that the devil shall not have any victory. We thank you that the blood of Jesus against everything that's coming against this gentleman. Lord God, it may have just been a misfortune that this thing happened, but we pray, God, that you will give him divine deliverance and, Lord God, restore his life, Lord God, to a healthy life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you that we can trust you. We can stand on your promises, and our expectation is that he will be restored because, Lord God, you already said in your word that you would that none should perish in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. So we thank you, Lord God, and we pray that you cover Miss Janie as well in the name of Jesus, and we pray no weapon formed against her or
yes.
Mr. Kelly shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Father, we praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. We're standing on your promises, And as the message has been preached already tonight, glory be to God, we're trusting, hallelujah, that it's already done. That's what faith is, trusting and believing. God's big enough to handle it, and we place it in your care, and we thank you for divine deliverance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for that powerful prayer. Thank you.
Amen.
All right, praise God. Bless the Lord. If that's the last prayer request, we have prayer line tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And praise God. We thank God for that word again and the anointing, and thank God for you all, and pray you continue to let God use you to the fullness. Just opening up the spirit, just letting God pour into you to pour back out into us. So we thank God for everyone, and pray anybody that's on the line that have not, even a guest that would like to go back and hear the word or any other episodes or the revival, is www.blogtalk, glory to God, radio, radio.com, and a backslash, then it's divine, spelled with D as in David, E as in eagle, V as in victory, I as in eagle, N as in Nancy, E as in eagle, and then connection. So that the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. And you can be able to go back and look at, listen after an hour. You can hear what was said tonight and then the episodes afterwards. Praise God prior to. Be blessed of the Lord, and those that will join us tomorrow at 7 o'clock, we look forward to prayer, praise, and exalting the Lord. And pray blood covering over all of us. Bind up every device of the enemy and every plot, plan, and scheme. You're already getting in motion. It's eradicated right now, dismantled, and uprooted, and go back to the dry place where she came. Loose God's anointed for peace and joy, healing and deliverance, spiritual blessing, financial blessing, emotional, whatever it is that we need, and the people that we're standing in the gap for, is God bless and touch them too as well. Thank God again to glory that for the time the apostle was able to come on and then encouragement and inspiration. Thank God for our prophet and everyone. I love you. I appreciate these prayer warriors and your inspiration and encouragement to me as well as we pray one for another. Continue to keep each other lifted up in prayer and those things that we have before the Lord. We love you. Angels of the encamp, and have a sweet sleep and rest. Rise up, glorify the Lord. Amen and amen. I love you. Shalom.
Amen.
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 Thank you all for the prayer. Thank you for the prayer. Work tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank you for the prayer.
Ma'am.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
you
all for the prayer.
Yes, praise the Lord for you. Thank God. Well, even though COVID is in the house, you standing on God's word and doing what God called you to do and putting that enemy to flight. So we're giving God.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, indeed. Standing on the word of God and stepping on the devil.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise your name, Jesus. When we think
thank
of it,
you,
we ought to not have no fight giving God his glory
thank
and
you,
giving
Jesus.
Him his praise. When we think about
thank
all that he
Lord
has
Jesus.
Done and what's going on right now, all around, he's still
yes,
keeping us and healing us and still being able to praise him in spite of the challenges in our
yes.
homes. Thank Lord. God, I bless
I'm
you.
Coming
hallelujah.
Out with, I'm coming out with my hands up.
I know you
amen.
Ain't. You already got them up.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't hear no praises on the other end. I let give God a one-on-one praise. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
When we don't want to go like that word tonight, we know, glory
thank
to God,
you,
God got great things on the other side of it. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
And I'm
yes,
telling you,
Lord.
Mother Alexander came through the fire like she was there from the beginning. Glory. She was on the line. But I'm telling you, that anointing just sealed it all on the end. Thank you, Jesus. God, I bless you. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I'm excited. But in the meantime,
yes.
you all be blessed. Amen. Continue to pray one for another. And we thank God in him we live and move and have our being. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hello. I'm excited.
Thank you.
All right. Y'all have a good night. And continue to be encouraged. You be blessed of the Lord because you're highly favored in him. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.